Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Watching a baby learn how the world works is a beautiful thing. Sometimes an infant can spend minutes just gazing at that strange thing on the end of their own arm as it moves back and forth and up and down. Soon those little hands are grabbing things, trying to put them in their mouths. Then the real fun begins. Those little hands become part of a mobile unit that start exploring their world. That's when things like plastic plugs begin appearing in electrical outlets. Those devices keep little hands and the rest of the baby safe. But soon enough, those hands get bigger. And the things they try to handle grow in proportion and in danger. Pots, pans, glasses, utensils. Later, those hands can throw a baseball through a window, take things that don't belong to them, wrap themselves around objects that could easily become lethal. Now, by and large, those hands learn from experience some things are not worth grasping. Experience teaches some things are good ideas, some are bad. Touching a hot stove, for example, bad idea. We tend to take good care of our hands, but like most parts of our bodies, we normally expect them to work and don't think much about it until they don't. And it's then that we gain a newfound appreciation for them. But these hands of ours can also inflict pain on others in an almost unlimited variety of ways. How free our fingers feel to fire off a letter or email or text to put someone in their place. Sometimes we grab the phone to make a call in which we talk about someone in a way that is not enhancing their reputation. And of course, hands themselves can be weaponized to bruise and batter. Hands have been at the center of some of the darkest moments of our lives. Jesus was walking around once, and a man suffering from leprosy ran up to him, and that man knelt before Jesus and said, "Lord, if you will, you can make me clean." This man was looking for purity and believed that he found it in the holy hands of Jesus. To drive home this point, we need only look at what happened next. Lepers were cut off from society because anyone who got too close could catch the dreaded disease for themselves. Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man and said, "I will be clean." And the man was made clean instantly. Jesus took the suffering of this poor man away with his healing hands. Now, wouldn't you think that the world would reward someone who could do something like that? And instead, Jesus is handed over to Pontius Pilate, who consented to his crucifixion. But before that happened, soldiers' hands would twist thorn branches into a crown and shove it onto Jesus' head. Soldiers' hands would strike Jesus with a rod and put the beam of the cross on his back. Jesus' holy hands, those healing hands, struggled under its weight, carrying it to the place that he would die. Soldiers' hands grabbed hammers and plunged nails into his body, affixing him to the cross until his last breath. And here's the bad news. We stand with those heartless, hardened soldiers when we wrap our hands around the wrong things. We stand with Pontius Pilate when we violate our own conscience and our hands do not serve as they should, as we know they should. Every time we use the precious gift of these hands for evil, remember that Jesus' hands bear the marks of the punishment that we deserve. With all the weight of our sins bearing down on Him, the nails were pounded into Jesus' wrists. And it's often been said that we put Jesus on the cross. But what is equally true, and perhaps more amazing, is that Jesus put Jesus on the cross, meaning not that He deserved it, but precisely that He didn't deserve it, but He intentionally, obediently, lovingly allowed Himself to handle the things that we, by the sin of our hands, had coming to us. Jesus knows what we do, and He knows what we can't do. So Jesus became the sacrificial lamb. He came to volunteer His life as payment for ours, for all that we do with these. He let His hands be subject to the driving nails of the executioner, because our hands do evil. Jesus' hands did the ultimate good. Now, as alluded to in our gospel lesson for today, Jesus' hands could have let go. He could have denied the nails' entry into His flesh. He could have leapt from the cross. He could have healed His own wounds. But that would have left us to pay for our sins alone, to die in those sins, to be divorced from God's goodness without hope of reconciliation ever. Jesus' hands could have used might to get out of His mission, but instead they used weakness. They allowed the violence. They accepted the sentence of the nails until His suffering was enough. when it was enough, Jesus breathed his last and was brought down from the cross, hands and all. And greatest of miracles, that is not the last thing those holy hands, those healing hands did for us. On the third day, Jesus came out of the tomb alive and began inviting people to handle his hands and his feet and his side to see that he was really real, really resurrected. And his living hands continue to do marvelous things. His living hands embrace us at the font where we are baptized in the saving name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His living hands serve us at his table, where he gives his broken and scarred body and precious blood for our nourishment and forgiveness. His living hands are healing hands, curing body and soul. His living hands are providing hands, giving to material and spiritual needs. In his powerful hands, the church is kept safe. We cannot be stolen out of the grasp of our good shepherd. His hands have saved you from hell itself. And those hands save you still. Would you please pray with me? Almighty God, take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Take myself and I will be ever, only, all for thee. In Jesus' name, amen.